Good morning, everyone, and welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Great information to download. We've actually updated some reports on there. You can sign up for our newsletter. We send that out every week with great information. So all types of things to provide for you. And of course, on today's show, we want to always be a resource for you. So let me just start by, we're going to dig into a lot of items today, but I just wanted to kind of start with this premise. The thought here, maybe most people don't realize it. Everything in retirement planning is connected. You can't talk about Social Security without talking about IRA and 401k withdrawals. And you can't talk about IRA and 401k withdrawals without talking about taxes. And the list goes on and on. You've heard me talking about this. And one simple decision, you can set off a chain reaction of other events. We just have to be, and I'm going to give you some examples of this. So I want to talk about a number of different areas. You know, we talk about the five pillars to your plan, having an income plan, having a tax plan. But when you think about it, Social Security is an income, but up to 85% of it can be taxable to you. So what do you do to try to minimize the taxes? And then when you take money out of your retirement accounts, you just have to be aware of what's the tax going to be on those. We can talk about, having an estate plan, an investment plan. All of these things relate too, right? If you're going to use your investments for income and on and on and on, as we said. So I just want to talk about, and I think all too often we're overwhelmed, and I think this industry is at fault. We want to get our arms around some of these things. I thought we'd start off with the one area, and I'm going to offer this income planning packet because I think this is important to have a process. As I said, a lot of this is overwhelming. And we try to understand these things. We're constantly bombarded with information. So again, we're going to try to simplify some of these things. But when you think about income, right, income that comes in every week, and I want to be clear, and we don't want to confuse assets with income. And I would argue, in fact, feeling wealthy in retirement can come down to one thing, just one thing, and that's having more income than expenses. And let me define that, and I'm going to go through some of these ideas, and then I'll offer that packet. Income is something that comes in regardless of the market, right? We see the market, we see some of the volatility. And I would argue if you're relying on your investments, which is not a bad thing as part of it, but not all of your investments, it comes in regardless of the market. It comes in regardless of what you have in savings and investments, and it comes in at any age. Social Security is one example, right? And we're going to talk about some of those claiming strategies because that can be pretty critical to your planning. Pensions, they come in regardless of the market. They come in regardless of age. What are we doing as far as this decision process? And again, I'll talk about that income planning packet I'll send to you because it goes through this process and putting it together. It starts with the budget worksheet, which I had someone send me recently. And then it talks about, okay, where, you know, once you decide on what your income needs are, for example, this individual said they needed $10,000 for travel. Well, God bless them. That's great. I think that's terrific. You look at their real estate taxes, they're over $10,000 a year. See how this stuff starts adding up? Expenses don't go away. So how would you feel if you had to go 25, 30 years without a paycheck? Their cell phone bill. This is the, again, we can send this out to you as part of this packet. It has home expenses, daily living, health care, insurance, transportation. And so we really, you know, we want to know our numbers. And then we can see where our income gap is. For example, this individual said they needed a little over $100,000 a year to live on. Great. Where's that income going to come from? Well, Social Security is one part of it, depending on when we claim that benefit. I had a couple that came in again. The one was going to take it at 67, which was their full retirement age. That's $3,200 a month. It came out to about $38,000 a year. Okay, you see how we're starting to get there? This is why this is so important. So one of the things I would say as far as Social Security goes, and then I want to move on to these other pieces as we stack up, and I'm going to get into some ideas maybe you haven't thought of for creating income in retirement. But, you know, if you haven't gone to SSA.gov, that's SSA.gov, that will tell you what your benefits are. It will tell you what they are every year. Keep in mind, every year you defer, they go up by 8% per year. And in fact, there's also a cost of living adjustment on top of that. So there could be an increase of 10% if you wait 1 year. If there's a cost of living at 2% plus the 8%, I've seen differences of, again, in this example, this couple who have become clients, his benefit's 38,000 at age 67. It's going to be over 44, 45,000 if he waits till 70. And so this is the decision we have to make. Keep in mind, these are irrevocable decisions. And the other thing about this is that higher benefit not only stays for the rest of his life, but it stays for his spouse's as a survivor benefit if he predeceases his spouse. And I've given the numbers before. This was from a nationwide white paper. One spouse outlives the other in roughly 50% of the couples by 10 years or more. So these are why I say these creating this income piece. And again, a lot more to get into today. Understand these claiming strategies are irrevocable. In fact, the Social Security decision, but I want to reiterate, go to ssa.gov, find out what your benefits are. We have to know our numbers. This budget worksheet and this person who's coming in, I think in the next couple of weeks, he had put this all together for me in preparation for his meeting. He has his Social Security. He figured out what his budget is. He's on the way to creating an income plan. And I want to talk about some other ideas about creating income you can outlive, sustainable, guaranteed income. We have a lot more to get into, but I'm just trying to kind of set the stage of how do we create an income plan. Then we can work on minimizing taxes. Then we can work on having a solid investment plan when I need to pull out that, in this example, $10,000 for travel and not worry and feel comfortable with it. These are all part of it, but I'll offer that income planning pack with you, Social Security decision in there, the budget worksheets. I'll even include the tax-free strategies, maximizing income. It's a process. So if you want that report, if you want that information, give us a call, 630-864-6711. That is the income planning packet. I think it's a great resource and a process to start to create an income plan, know your numbers, and get on a path. Let me make another offer here. If you're recently retired or plan to retire in the next 5 years and you want to secure the best retirement possible, you should give us a call right now. We'll help you. This is about creating, as I said, an income plan, understanding the Social Security decision and your claiming strategies. Is there a pension that you have? We'll take a look at that. Put all of it together in creating an income plan. We'll also talk about other ideas to create income that will last a lifetime if you're married, for you and for your spouse. We'll also talk about minimizing taxes, an investment plan. We talk about being complete. That's what it's about. If you want to take advantage of that, we call this the Retirement Roadmap. Again, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, for your customized, complete retirement plan. You'll meet with me personally, Tom Fortino. We'll dig in. You'll walk out of here with a plan and hopefully a direction and a lower stress level. That's what it's all about. Okay, coming up, we're going to get into, as I said, more ideas on creating income you can outlive. I do want to get into the market, what's going on there, and I'll also talk about some ideas about minimizing taxes. It's all about keeping more money in your pocket. You listen to Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth here on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to give us a call, you get any of the information we offered, have a question, email us. Anything we can help you with, but if you want to give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website. A lot of resources there, a lot of great information. We've added our latest report, which is maximizing your 401k. We're going to be adding some more. We always try to keep some fresh and great information that's going to make a difference in your retirement planning. You go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We send that out every week. Great information there. Again, if you want to schedule a time, you can schedule it on our website if you want to chat or even come in. So let's talk today, as I mentioned, when we think about how we have this connection. You make a decision on whatever it may be, right? We don't realize that everything's connected, and it really is. You talk about Social Security decision. I'm talking about the income planning. That can impact how much you pay in taxes when you pull money out of the IRAs, and then you have your investments, and what do you own in each pot, and so on. We didn't get into this, and I don't know if we'll have time today, but even on the asset protection level, we talk about protecting your assets. What happens if a spouse has a long-term illness? Well, there's the issue of paying for it, and we've quoted those studies before that there's a 75% chance that one of you, if a couple age 65, one would need some type of long-term care. What does your plan say? But then do you have a power of attorney, right? This kind of goes in the estate planning piece of these five pillars I talk about. Do you have a power of attorney that allows you to act for your spouse in the event they're incapacitated? So now you can kind of see there's an overlap on the long-term care or health care expenses, but also do you have a health care power of attorney? You see, this is why when I talk about these things and we talk about, you know, being complete, this is why it's so critical. And so I, you know, while I'm drilling down into one specific area for a time, because I want to get into that, I don't want to lose sight of, it's about having a complete plan. And that's why I make some of these offers. If you want that income planning packet, which is, we could argue, is the cornerstone to your plan. You know, if you feel comfortable going 25 or 30 years without a paycheck, we have longevity risk. And so we really want to take a look at creating income we can't outlive if we're married for ourselves and for our spouse. So if you want, again, the income planning packet, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And when we talk about income, you know, it's not just about the Social Security claiming strategies. I think Lawrence Kotlikoff, I've quoted him many times, a Boston professor, you know, he said there's 2,720 rules in there. There's spousal benefits, there's retirement benefits, there's survivor benefits, there's divorce spousal benefits. So we want to understand our claiming strategy because these are irrevocable decisions. And so if we're locking into a lower benefit, we have to be aware of that. Let me talk about a couple other ideas. And again, this information goes through that, but SSA.gov is where you want to start. Get your numbers. We run a Social Security now. So by the way, I should have mentioned that. That's something else we do, and it's interesting. I just sent one out to someone who asked for it. We compared what happens if you take it at 67, what happens if you take it at 70, what happens if your spouse. You can see the numbers and make an informed decision. That's what's so critical about these things. If you take a look at another example, is pensions. That's another example of income. What do you decide on your pension plan? And what is the survivor benefit? Again, this is something that I help individuals with. We talk about it all the time. What makes sense for you? You should get that information. It's all about knowing your numbers. So for those of you that have not taken your pension, you have a pension option, contact your pension provider. Ask them to send you the information. And now see how this is starting to come together. We're providing clarity because now I can start stacking these things. Okay, between my spouse and I, we're going to have $70,000 of Social Security. I have a $25,000 pension. You know, and I go through this with when someone comes in. And I say, look, as we sit today, you have $95,000 of income. What is your goal? What's the income gap? And then we can start to fill that income gap with some other ideas. But please find these things out. Start to take action. Be proactive because there's a lot of risks as we go into retirement. And so, again, if we can have an income plan, imagine if you could have an income plan where you have all the income you need and then some. We want to try to get there. Wouldn't that be a great place? I submitted that, you know, feeling wealthy in retirement sometimes comes down to just one thing, and it's having more income than expenses. And, you know, when you just have one source of income, which is Social Security, which is very common, it's a little too close to just having no sources of income. So we really want to be aware of some of these ideas. Let me talk about another idea, and we'll probably have to continue this discussion. But, you know, third area, and I come across this a lot, and it is with annuities. We talk about these can create guaranteed lifetime income. I had someone come in here the other day who had a pension, and they said, well, it's like an annuity. I said, it actually is, right? But there's differences. And here's the important thing about this. You can look at some of these annuities, and the difference now is they've evolved quite a bit. What I mean by that is they can create a guaranteed lifetime income, but you also have an account value. So the account value can continue to grow during your lifetime. And so we want to understand, and to the extent we don't go through that, it goes to your children and grandchildren. And you can do a joint lifetime income. So when we talk about creating an income plan, this can be a part of that. I just want you to understand how they work because there's too many, I don't want to say too many, but there's a lot of opinions out there. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes they're just not accurate. And so I actually, in part of this income planning packet, I could have mentioned before, but there's a lot in there. And one of the things is the truth about annuities. And it talks about how they work. I've given the example before with a couple. And again, these are illustrations. And so you just want to be aware of how they work and maybe look at your own. Because again, everybody's situation is unique. But this was a couple age 60. And you can do this with Roth IRA money, Roth IRA money, after-tax monies. This is an investment. It still is an investment vehicle. The difference is it gives you a guaranteed income stream. So in this example, with $500,000 a couple age 60. By the time they were age 65, the guaranteed benefit was close to $44,000 a year. That's a joint lifetime income. Again, imagine stacking that on top of the Social Security, if there's a pension. That's $44,000 that they would get for the rest of both of their lives. Comes in no matter what, the market, we talked about savings and investments. This is important stuff. And so you may want to look at this as an option. In fact, I want to spend a little more time on this. But for those of you that want to get the information that I offered on this income planning packet, give us a call. We'll get that out to you. If you want to schedule a time to chat or come in where we'll do a complete and thorough analysis, we'll run the Social Security analysis and you'll see how it works. We'll look at tax planning, creating income, as I said, minimizing taxes on it, your investment plan. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. Coming up, as I said, I want to get into how do we create income and pay as little tax on it as possible. But I also want to talk about what's going on in the market. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on AM 720 WGN on This Week in Wealth. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, get any of the information we talk about on the show, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download information. If you want to send me a question, I will respond to it. If you have a specific question, because I know everybody's situation is unique, you can sign up for our newsletter. We get send that out every week. Great information there, too. As I say, we want to be a resource for you and give you ideas that are going to make a difference, actionable items. And so that's really what it's all about. We've talked today about, you know, what's interesting. Maybe we don't think about this. We look at everything separately. I think we have to understand everything's connected. One decision somewhere can impact another decision somewhere. We pull money out of our retirement accounts. It may make us go into a higher tax bracket. It may make so more of our Social Security taxable, may increase our Medicare premiums. So these things connect. We talk about investments. What do we own in bucks? I'm going to get into the investments as we come up. We talk about having an investment plan we can stick with. What do we own in our Roth versus our tax-deferred accounts versus our after-tax accounts? These things can impact us, certainly on a tax standpoint, but how the assets grow for us and are available for us. This is what it's all about, having a complete plan. I'm spending some time on the income planning piece. I think that's critical. I want to segue into some other ideas here on taxes and investments. But I thought this was interesting. It's the beginning of the baseball season. It's underway. Like the rest of us, this was an interesting. It talked about regular paychecks, which we know they do pretty well. But what's interesting is there's a number of, and you may have heard about these retired stars who have deferred income. These are really kind of staggering, and they're still getting checks today. This is one example. There's so many. Bobby Bonilla, Ken Griffey, $3.59 million annually. Manny Ramirez, Brett Saberhagen. This was kind of interesting if you remember him. He retired in 2001. So maybe you don't maybe remember it as well, but he's still getting $250,000 a year and will continue to get that until 2029. Some of these other, Manny Ramirez getting $2 million per year. You know, you hear about these sports figures, sometimes they spend their money quickly, and maybe this actually is a good idea across the board where they get income. But so how do we replicate that in your plan? Unless you're getting $5 million to play baseball or whatever it might be, and you retire at 32. Most of us aren't in that. It's an elite group, as they say. But how can we create the income that we can outlive? And I was talking briefly about, we talk about Social Security, we talk about pensions, but then also I mentioned annuities and how do these work in your plan. And, you know, what's interesting is for some of you that I have this happen very often, I just had someone recently come in and they had an annuity, it had an income. They bought it some years ago. So I just want to make a comment on those. If you bought, even if you haven't, but if you bought, you've bought annuities years ago or you purchased them as part of your plan, they can create income that lasts a lifetime. They can create joint lifetime income. But what's happened is, I like to say it's similar to refinancing your home now. As you know, interest rates are much higher than they were years ago. So what you can possibly do, I like to refer to it as refinancing your retirement. What I mean by that is you can now potentially get higher income guarantees, even on current ones that you may have. You might want to take a look at it, repositioning them, which means now you can get more income for the rest of your life. And if you're married, for the rest of your spouse's life, I think that's a good thing. And so for those of you, again, that have annuities, whether they're variable annuities or fixed annuities, there's maybe some opportunities here to refinance your retirement and take a look at these, or if you haven't looked at them. And so this is part of what I offered before with that income planning packet. It does include the ideas on the annuities as part of your income stream. As I said, imagine if you could replace those paychecks and have income coming in every month. These can simulate. It's almost like your own private pension. So if you want this information, we'll get it out to you. The income planning packet, because I want to move into some ideas on taxes now, but we'll get that out to you. 630-864-6711. It includes the budget worksheets. It includes the maximizing your income, these ideas we talk about creating income. It includes the truth about annuities, all of these, the Social Security decision. It really, and it provides a process of trying to create an income plan. So if you want that, again, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We've talked about income. Now, I just want to kind of pivot to some other ideas here on what can we do to minimize the taxes on that income. And so, you know, I talk quite a bit about it, about taxes, which are important. You know, we're kind of in this tax season. It's not the funnest season of all the time. But taxes can maybe have the biggest impact in this generation going forward. Look, we're at the lowest tax rates in 40 years, marginal tax brackets. We're at the highest debt levels we have. Where do you think this is going? And every penny of your dollar, if every penny that you have is in these tax-deferred accounts, IRAs, 401Ks, 403Bs, whatever it may be, keep in mind every penny is taxable at whatever the tax rate is. In addition to that, as I've already mentioned in the past, and keep in mind when you pull money out of these, not only is it taxable at whatever the tax rate is, you have to it can impact or is used to determine, guess what, how much of your Social Security is taxable. So we need to be aware of some of these things. If you need to pull out $50,000 just to net 40, what happens if tax rates go up to now? Do you have to pull out 55 or 56? So, again, just a couple ideas. I want you to just think about some of these things. We talk about contributing to Roth IRAs. We talk about contributing to Roth 401Ks. We talk about health savings accounts. These are all tax-free. These are things that will never go on your 1040. And what's happened is we have this year and next year, but you pay on the seed, not on the harvest. Right now, if you want to do a Roth IRA, I've talked about these, this maybe the most common. If you're 50 or over, it's increased in 2024. You can do $8,000 per person per year. If you're married, you and your spouse, that's $16,000 you can put into an account that will grow tax-free the rest of your life. There's no required minimum distributions. The tax rate on it is always zero. It is not used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. And it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So if we have tax rates at these lowest rates in 40 years, maybe we want to think about incorporating some of these things. I'm going to get into some more ideas on the other side. We're kind of coming up on a break. But this is why when we talk about, as I said, my premise has been things relate. They're connected. One decision can impact another decision. And so it isn't just about one thing. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about buying a product or getting to a number. It's about having a complete retirement plan. So what I would do is I want to make another special offer because, I know everyone's situation is unique. If you recently retired or plan to retire in the next 5 years and you want to secure the best retirement possible, this is my opinion, you should give us a call right now. Because we'll sit down and we'll go through all this. We'll do the income analysis. We'll run the Social Security analysis. We'll do the portfolio x-ray. We'll look at all of these ideas specific to you. You've heard me say it before, throw everything in a box, come on in. We'll go through the process. This is going to be a deep dive. You'll walk out of here with a retirement plan. You'll walk out of here with some clarity and I think some ideas at a minimum with strategies that will have an impact on your retirement plan. I'm confident in that statement. So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 to schedule a time for your complete retirement plan analysis. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time on there. This will be a good experience, a good exercise to go through, and it's about creating a retirement plan that's complete for you and your family. Coming up, I do want to get in, as I said, into the market. We'll talk about some other tax ideas. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on AM 720 WGN on This Week in Wealth. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. I'm an investment advisor rep, also insurance licensed. I've been doing this a long time. If you want to get a hold of us, I know I've offered information, or if you just have a question, or for whatever reason you want us to send something, as I said, or you want to schedule a time, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com as well. Get information, sign up for our newsletter, send me a question there too. Schedule a time. It's all there. So it's always about giving you information that's going to make a difference in your plan. And, you know, today I've been talking about this, and I've talked about it before and maybe implied it, but one of the most important issues regarding retirement planning is largely ignored. In many cases, we're not talking about it, is everything with financial planning, retirement planning, is connected. I talk about the five pillars to your plan, which is having an income plan, income that can't run out, minimizing taxes, creating income, minimizing taxes, and having a solid investment plan or a smart investment plan, having a protection plan that says what happens if, God forbid, a spouse passes away, there's a long-term illness, how do I cover these unforeseen events, and then having an estate plan that says I'm going to control them, the right documents in place, powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney, living trusts, so I control my assets during my lifetime, and to the extent I don't go through this, they flow to my children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. That's my definition of being complete, and they connect. They do. So when we take a look at the things, as I said, creating income, but then how do we minimize the taxes on it? And then how does that income impact our investments? And how do we do that, optimize those? And then how do we protect the pot? But I've covered a number of areas, and I want to get into one other, which is, well, let me just make a couple comments about taxes, because I did have that, had those discussions. And again, this part of this, and I'll offer this tax-free retirement planning report with the income planning packet, because I think they do go hand in glove. So the ideas I had, as I said, Roth IRAs are very straightforward. We know about that. I do want to make one comment about those. You can contribute to a Roth IRA, even if you're contributing to a 401k. You can contribute to a Roth IRA, even if you're not working, if your spouse is working and there's earned income. You can still do that. You can contribute to a Roth IRA at any age. If you go work part-time, you've been retired, and you're 68, and you get 70, and you go out and you do something, you make $5,000, you can contribute. So we want to understand this. I had someone come in recently, and they said they were under the impression they could not contribute. Guess what we did? We opened up Roth IRAs, and we put money into the Roth IRAs. We also talked to them about putting money into the Roth 401ks. They're going to work another year, but I said, why don't you try to maximize that? That money, as we mentioned earlier, look, we're at the lowest tax rates in 40 years. They're set to change in 2026, the end of so this year and next year, the last 2 years, based on current law. We have the highest debt, as far as the eye can see. It's insane and incredible, and they're talking about adding more debt. They're adding $1 trillion every 100 days. It's staggering. So where do we think the taxes are going to go? Roth IRAs are tax-free the rest of your life. So I just want you to understand these ideas. Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs. You can look at HSAs, health savings accounts. That's tax-free. There's also Roth conversions you may want to consider. Anyway, more ideas than that. I won't get into all of them, but I just want to, this is when we talk about things being connected. So if you want that information, we'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Let me talk about one other piece, which is the market. We just have a lot of opinions out there. It's interesting. We say, you know, one person says, and you have to be careful. It's just like we talk about having all this information on our fingertips. You know, the adage goes that one person is selling a stock and at the same time someone's buying it, and they both think they're geniuses. So we get a lot of different opinions. And so we have to be very careful with our investment plan. This is why when I talk about having an investment plan that makes sense, and when there's uncertainty, it's never good. And so there's risks here potentially, especially as that's why when I talk about having an income plan, this is my opinion, I think it reduces the risk of your portfolio, because now when you have to pull money out and it happens to be a down year, that can really compound the problems. We have what we call the sequence of return risks as well. It's the danger it comes from withdrawing money from a shrinking portfolio, right? If the portfolio is down and you have to sell investment at a loss, that's not a good thing. So we don't know. This is the sequence of returns. You can say the market's going to average 8% a year for the next 10 years. Well, what's next year going to be? I don't know. And if it just so happens to be a year it's down and you need money and you got to pull money out, how's that going to make you feel? And then, oh, by the way, you may have to pay some taxes on it. So this is when I talk about these things being connected. It's so important. And right now, a lot is going on in this market. And that's why we talk about doing the portfolio x-ray, looking under the hood. I'll make one quick comment on this. The first thing you need to do is get organized. I talk about financial organization all the time. You don't need three Roth IRAs. I had someone in here recently, I'm very blessed because I get to meet people who've done a great job. But he had three Roths. And I said, you don't need three Roths. You only need one. Okay, you don't need three IRAs. You only need one. And so if you're not monitoring and simplifying, I've given the, this was from Capitalize. There's over job changes have left behind 30 million 401ks. Are you one of them? It's pretty common. It's estimated at 1.65 trillion you left behind. You're probably not monitoring it. You're probably not looking at it. It's probably not coordinated with your other investments. There's a lot of things going on in this market. You have to be careful. Unless you're looking at, this is again my opinion, unless you're looking and owning, you're a trader and you're analyzing the stocks, you can turn on CNBC and they can say, okay, we suggest you go into the small cap stocks. They've been undervalued. That is a true statement. You can buy it. It's an ETF. IWM is one example, the Russell 2000. Now, that's been rallying a little bit. You can also look at the S&P equal weight. We're starting to see this Magnificent Seven start to, you know, there's always sector rotation, so we want to be aware of that. But do you own some of these things? So I always say be very careful if you're going to own one stock or one, because that there's just risk with that. And again, if you're staying on top of it and you're doing the analysis, I'm all for it. I would just tell you, I think it's a good thing to do, and it's better yet if you own these things in a Roth. Imagine owning NVIDIA at 100, and today it's at over $900 a share, and that was all in your Roth. That's a good thing. Or Microsoft, it was down to 240. It's over 400 now. Imagine if that was in your Roth. So this is something else you can incorporate. What do you own in each bucket? A couple comments I'll make about what you own again. You know, the bond market, again, aggregate bond index, the 20-year treasury, if you look at TLT, that's the ticker symbol, they're down. So your bond portfolio, again, and I'm not saying it's not to own them. Please don't get me wrong. But what do you own in your portfolio? The bond in the fixed that's supposed to be this solid piece of your investments, not only was 2022 the worst year since 1937 for the bond 60-40 portfolio, which is 40% bonds, you still own them. You're down in your, typically, more than likely, your bond piece portfolio is down, maybe down more than the yield. So should we own some fixed investments? Should we own, these called structured notes, you may want to take a look at those, which typically provide a higher yield. I can't get into all that today. But this is how I design portfolios. Again, I'm an investment advisor rep. Look, if you're getting 5% in a money market, you're not down 5%. You're not down 3%. You're not down. Now, again, it doesn't have potentially the capital appreciation of a bond if the interest rates go down, but who's to say the bond interest rates are going down? So I just want you to be aware of some of these risks that we may not be aware of in our portfolios. I had someone come in recently, they had a very large exposure to international. By the way, these target date funds, and I just heard someone talking about it on CNBC or Fox Business, I can't remember, but actually brought that up, which I've been saying this for a while. Your international exposure in these target date funds, to me, this is my opinion, is huge. You're probably not aware of that. These are all of these things, and so when I talk about creating income you cannot live, that's great, but then have an investment plan where if you need to pull money off it, you're confident with it, and you can stick to the plan. I don't want to be cliche, but I will be. You know, they say it's not timing the market. Nobody can. It's time in the market. But you can do that if you feel confident in your plan. So let me make this one more offer, and I'll send out the it's called Pursuit of the Perfect Portfolio, which talks about a five-step process to creating your retirement plan. But let me make, again, one other offer here. And it's, for those of you that have recently retired or are near retirement, as I said, in retirement, really, I guess it would apply in any case, and you want to take a look at your overall plan, you should give us a call. I mean, we do an in-depth analysis. We will do the income analysis, the Social Security decision, the claiming strategies. We'll talk about incorporating some tax-free ideas, trying to get to tax-free or as close as possible, certainly. That's part of it. Also, we'll do the portfolio x-ray. Know what you own. Know why you own it. This is all part of it. And then if you have any other aspects as far as the estate planning, asset protection, you'll walk out of here with a plan, throw everything in a box, we'll get to it. This will be a good and I think an enjoyable experience. And as I said, hopefully it provides clarity and reduces the stress in your overall planning. Give us a call if you want to schedule that time, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. I call it your complete customized retirement plan. Well, as always, I hope this has been good information for you, at least to get started and maybe look at things in a different perspective. Everything's connected, folks. It's about having a complete retirement plan. We're here every Sunday at 7 a.m. This is Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.